Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Young Americans Radio Show. You're in for a very special show tonight. This is actually our last show that we're going to be on the air. So we have some very special songs queued up for you tonight. You have me here. I'm going to be hosting tonight. I'm Molly. And then we have Lena.
Ciao.
And Dottis.
Ciao.
So an all-star cast tonight.
Yeah.
And so
OG.
We got some OGs. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're all, I'm the only true OG.
Oh, I came on late. Darius came on late, but we have been pretty committed and
started from the bottom. Now we're here.
We are 100, 0 to 100 pretty darn quick. So we're going to start off the show tonight with a song that you might be familiar with. It's called Rockstar by Sefera e Basta.
Ora puoi pure piangere se non ci sentiamo. Ora non mi dispiace se non mi cercherai. Ehi, resti nel locale col telefono in mano, sperando in un messaggio che non arriva mai. Sono una rockstar, rockstar. A uccidermi no, non sarà una stronza. Ehi, il mio cuore è freddo anche più del mio polso. Ehi, se provi a scaldarlo rischi che si sciolga. Pusher sul mio iPhone, sul mio iPad, mamma guarda senza mani, sono una rockstar. Mamma sai che a parte te non amo nessun'altra, non esco più di tre volte con una ragazza. Non innamorarti mai di me, non potrò mai essere il tuo boyfriend, no. Fumo dentro la stanza d'hotel, chiamano dalla reception. C'era un ragazzo che come me amava i Beatles e i Rolling Stones. Metteva Kush nelle Rolling Papers e lo sciroppo nel biberon.
Rockstar, rockstar. Due tipe nel letto e le altre due di là. Gli amici selvaggi tutti dentro il privé. Fanculo il move, prendiamo tutto il bar. E ora puoi pure piangere se non ci sentiamo. Ora non mi dispiace se non mi cercherai. Resti nel locale col telefono in mano, sperando in un messaggio che non arriva.
Rockstar, 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 sono una rockstar, 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 rockstar. Ehi, 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 vuoi farti una foto? Ya, 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 la mia faccia ovunque. Ok, ok, sto correndo troppo con lei. Due minuti e poi si arriva al dunque.
Ho un bacio sul collo ma non è un tattoo. La mia ex ragazza vuol farmi il voodoo. La mia nuova tipa sembra Sailor Moon. Sogno al posteriore su una BMW. Ehi, ehi, la differenza tra me e te, che tu non sarai mai come me. Con questi rapper io ci faccio un frappe. Non ho ancora sentito dire grazie. Rockstar, rockstar. Due tipe nel letto e le altre due di là. Gli amici selvaggi tutti dentro il privé. Fanculo il moe, prendiamo tutto il bar. E ora puoi pure piangere se non ci sentiamo. Ora non mi dispiace se non mi cercherai. Resti nel locale col telefono in mano, sperando in un messaggio che non arriva mai.
Sono una rockstar, 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 rockstar. Sono una rockstar, 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 sono una rockstar.
All right, that was Rockstar by Sfera e Basta. Okay, I got a little bit corrected. Now I know how to pronounce that, so that's great that I now I know.
Another tool in the arsenal.
Yeah, put that in the tool belt. But so we've been pretty busy since the last time we were on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of like time just flew and it feels like nothing happened, but a lot has happened.
Because we did this show on Sunday?
Yeah, we recorded this on a Sunday. Or the last one on
a
Sunday.
Yeah, last one on Sunday. Today's
and
Friday.
And today it's Friday.
And I feel like it's been like a day and also a million years.
Yep. I noticed the voucher nights. It was like, I thought voucher night was last night.
Yeah, we had our last voucher night. Yeah. Where did you end up eating?
Nessun Dorma.
Oh, I love that place.
I haven't been there yet. Maybe,
you hadn't?
Maybe for a lunch or something. I'll go.
Yeah, no, I'll take you out there.
Yeah.
But also,
it's pretty good.
For me, I finally got to eat out on Tuesday for voucher night, mm-hmm. which I didn't know it was on our voucher, was La Logueta, which is a fun fact. I'm sure everyone already knows where Conan O'Brien ate with his associate producer Jordan Schlesinger.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be shocked for, you know,
in their Netflix special Conan Abroad, which I watched right before coming here.
What?
Yeah, and they come to like Cortona and do this whole thing.
I have to watch that.
Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, we finally got to eat there. It was amazing.
So good. It was so good.
It was amazing. Yeah. And also on After Tuesday, we had, well, not After Tuesday, like today, we had our final exam.
Yeah.
We were all crunching. Yeah, we were cramming all week.
Because not only was it our final exam, we also had a writing portfolio due today. Like, what was it, 26 pieces?
28.
28 pieces of writing were due to our professor this morning. And yeah, so I feel like Lena didn't get a lot of sleep last night finishing it up.
Nope.
Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Yeah, and Wednesday night I didn't get much sleep either because we had a zine project due for our women's studies class.
Yes.
And I knocked it. Well, I didn't do it in one night, if Gina's listening, but I stayed up and, you know, hammered that out.
A zine being for our listeners that don't know. Touches.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was handmade. We all did handmade. You made the children's book. I did the watercolors. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Molly did, I forgot what you did.
I did some interviews about marriage.
Oh, yeah, that was really interesting. And yeah, and then last night I just stayed up all night to study for this test, and now we're done.
Free at last.
It feels weird not having like to go to class anymore.
No commitments. Right after we finished, I took a nap, and it felt really cool.
Yeah, it was the best nap I've ever taken of my life. So the next song of the night is going to be Now That You're Gone by the Raconteurs.
You're gone.
That was Now That You're Gone by the Rackin' Tears.
I'm going to dedicate that one to all my classes this semester.
Speaking of what we were doing this week, so Tuesday we had another like mini art show for photography, drawing, and printmaking. And so Darius and I, you had drawing in there too.
Yep.
Darius and I had like the rest of our works that we've been working on, like our series of like photography. And we got to actually like sell some of our work to like whoever wanted them, like mainly to us, the other students. But yeah, like that was so cool.
It was a pretty wicked show.
It was really good. I thought it was like my favorite one out of my favorite one. Yeah, Molly, you came to that.
I did. I bought some of Lena's artwork.
Oh, I forgot you did
that.
Yeah,
and that was, I think yours was very, like, commercial. Or not commercial, but, like, marketable. Like,
yeah.
Everybody wants it. Everybody there wanted some of your prints. Darius, I loved your stuff. I think your stuff was, like, super conceptual.
So I hear.
And I just love what you did. I mean, it kind of made me think and his, had to kind of work to interact with it.
I love having fun, and that was it. Mm-hmm.
And then you and me have in common, we love color, I think. You love blue in your drawings.
Yeah.
And so I like that. I related to the color there. Oh, okay. And yeah, it was just a great environment. We got cheese and wine and chocolate cake.
Yeah. And I'm like new to the art world. You know, I'm a math person, computer science person.
Yeah,
me and you
both, sister.
And you're an English person.
Yeah.
It was such a cool feeling, like selling something, even if it's for like a year or two, to like someone else, and like they wanted my work, which is so cool.
It's a lot of validation to get money.
Like the hard work
that
I put in, like, and someone's like, that's really cool, I'm gonna buy this.
Worth it.
Yeah, honestly worth it. Another big thing that happened on Wednesday, Molly and I was gonna say, if you've seen us around town, I don't know if you know who we are, but we made an appointment or like 2 weeks ago, and we went in to Alessandro's, and I got my hair, I already had my hair kind of blonde, and so I just kind of vamped it up and did and got a short cut. And Molly, what did you do to your hair?
Well, let me tell you.
Well, you don't even know what you did.
Okay, so I had blonde hair before, very light blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And
curly.
And I went in to Alessandro and I said, you can do anything you want to my hair. No holds barred, no rules. You can cut it, you can dye it, you can do whatever you want. And I had never had my hair dyed before, ever. And I went in and he dyed it bright blue and purple with a little bit of orange. So my entire head is blue and purple.
He also added, like, it was like an oil painting on canvas.
He's an artist.
Yeah, he was adding yellows and like it was like the magenta and the blue. It was insane. It was amazing.
So huge plug out to Alessandro. Anyone who's listening, if you need your hair cut or colored,
he's the man to go.
Go to Alessandro.
We were there like 7 to 8 hours, by the way.
All right, guys. So this next song is going to be Don't Matter by Akon.
And don't wanna respect boundaries. Telling you all those lies just to get on your side. But I must admit there was a couple secrets I held inside. But just know that I tried to always apologize. And I'ma have you first, always in my heart to keep you satisfied. But nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
every right to wanna go. You got every right to hit the road and never talk to me no more. You don't even have to call, even check for me at all. Because the way I've been acting lately has been off the wall. Especially towards you, putting girls before you. And they watching everything I've been doing just to hurt you. Most of it just ain't true. And they won't show you how much of a queen you are to me and why I love you.
That was Don't Matter by Akon.
Throwback.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that we're all done with our test, me personally, tonight, I'm going to pass out. Well, I'm going to wait to pass out. I'm going to start packing. I don't know about you guys, but I have to start packing.
That's a later problem.
Yep. Toninos first.
Some food.
Yeah.
Going to go out, maybe have some drinks. Socialize. Oh, yeah. Watch the procession.
Yeah. Tonight's the procession. Yep. I'm very excited for that. We've heard so much about it.
Plus, I got to start saying my goodbyes to everybody here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe
it's
going
to be sad. I kind of just want to not say goodbye to anyone. And then, the day I'll be like, okay, bye. Which is, it's easier for me. But, yeah. And we've been packing up the studios, the art studios. We finished
cleaning.
Yeah, we've been cleaning.
On our hands and knees, scrubbing the floors.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that, but Molly did.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I had to scrub the floor of the ceramic studio, and there's all this clay on the floor.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I mean, I'm not squeamish at all. I can get my dirt under my fingernails. It's fine, but it was like, it
work
was gross.
Work.
It's the floor, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Darius just have a photography, so we just had to put stuff up.
Pick up some photos.
Scrub some tabletops.
Yeah.
We not too shabby.
I guess. today we had a picnic in the park.
I was
so
nice.
You were you came with us.
Oh yeah, we tagged
along. Magic Molly.
Yeah. It was so sweet. We had a picnic in the park. Darius
like
never
past
been
umami.
Darius had never been past umami.
Yep. I was like, wow, a whole new part of Cortona.
It's so such a nice place to go walking mm-hmm. and running.
I'm really sad I never got to play tennis also, by the way.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, we got 3 days.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to start challenging people, hey.
That would be a pretty great way to end your time here, to say, hey.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Come play me in tennis. All right, so, if Lena goes out here, you better watch out, because she's going to...
She'd be tennising.
I'm going to school you.
She's going to school you. Yeah. So, Girl Power song here coming up. This is called Juice by Lizzo.
Juice, blame it on my juice. don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shot a nigga better over time.
That was Juice by Lizzo.
Yeah.
Girl, I love her.
Yeah. That song.
We were sitting in Bar Signorelli the other day, the music video for this song
came out in there.
Yeah, it came on the TV, and she is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love just sitting in Bar Signorelli under the TV and just like watching all the music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like I've missed so much of the pop music that's been coming out.
Yep.
Just because we don't have a radio,
we're not like looking at our phones really much.
Yeah, not
I mean, we are,
super
but to take like pictures.
Yeah, not super into technology here, like locked in the phone. So I feel like I'm gonna go home and the top 40 radio is gonna be like all new songs. I'm not gonna know what's going on.
Yeah, I've been trying to stay up to date. You know, adding cool songs.
I feel like it's gonna be cool to get home and it's like it's like a present. Yep. It's a nice little surprise to be like, whoa, all new music. I'm excited.
Also, shout out to Bar Cinerelli and Tushers this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Wi-Fi. Just like a nice place to get a cup of coffee and study.
I'm pretty sure one day I was in Tushers like three times. Like I went in at like 8, had to go to class or something, came back and then left and then came back again for closing. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's for serious.
That is astounding.
He was just like, oh, okay, you're back. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Same for Bicinerelli. I love those dudes.
Yeah.
This is our last weekend, and we're trying to make it special, I guess. Or I am.
Yeah, same, for sure.
Fit all the memories in.
Yeah,
you know.
The memes. But I've been wanting to go to the lake really bad, so I think that's going to be what we're going to do tomorrow.
Oh, man, you guys are going to go. What's the name of the lake?
I kind of know it, but I don't want to try and pronounce it.
Okay, we'll try it.
I know there's like one area, it's like Castiglione.
Castiglione?
Castiglione?
Castiglione.
Yeah, Castiglione. I think that's the town we would go to tomorrow.
Yeah.
We need to wake up early though, so we can spend all day there.
Cool, yeah.
Okay, so the next song of the night is going to be Ghost Town by Kanye West.
Someday, I wanna lay down like God did on Sunday. Sunday, I remember this on Sunday. That way, yeah, way, that day. Someday, I wanna sacrifice. Someday, I wanna hit the red. Trying to make you love me,
set it off. Someday we gon' get this off. Baby, don't you bet it all on a path of fentanyl. You might think they wrote you off. They gon' have to roll me off. Someday the drama be gone and they'll burst. Sometimes I take all the shine. Talk like I drank all the wine. Years ahead but way behind. I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No half-truths, just naked minds. Caught between space and time. This now is blood and mine. But maybe someday.
I've been trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me.
Whoa. Once again I am a child. I let go of everything that I know. Yeah. Of everything that I know. We're still the kids we used to be. Yeah, yeah. I put my hand on a stove to see if I still bleed. Yeah, and nothing hurts anymore. I feel kind of free. We're still the kids we used to be. If I still bleed, yeah. And nothing hurts anymore, I feel kind of free. We're still the kids we used to be. We're still the kids we used to be. Yeah, yeah. I put my hand on a stove to see if I still bleed. Yeah, and nothing hurts anymore. I feel kind of free.
Alrighty, that was Ghost Town by Kanye West, and we're having a heated debate.
Yeah. I love that
behind
song.
The I wasn't feeling it when I did not.
There so
was
there's, no, there's some reason. So Lena and I both really liked that one.
And our friend Sally. And I'm not, you know, Kanye is kind of a controversial person, but yeah, of course. But I love this song. So now. Much, and I don't know what you're saying about the composition.
Just
it's
the way
it's so
the way
well thought out.
With it,
it's like
know.
A. It's,
it sounds
kind of
like
a hymn.
A lot
it's a
going
hymn.
On there. Exactly.
Right?
And
like a gospel song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just getting really mad about
yeah.
that. And so Darius is wrong, sorry, and we're right. It's a great song.
We'll know in 10 years if it's still popular or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Dude, Kanye West in 10 years, I'm excited to see what that's going to be.
Gold Digger, like,
yeah.
we're still
bopping to that one.
Exactly, because that was a good song, but this one... This one.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Gold Digger does go a little bit, is a little bit better.
I normally don't give my opinion on the first
song. This is a
song,
like, where you're in your feels and you're, like, that's us. We're free. We're still the kids we used to be.
I just wish he chose a different beat.
I don't, like, faster? I don't understand.
Kanye, get at me. We need to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. So tomorrow we're going to the lake, I guess.
Yeah. gonna get in the water, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I heard it's actually.
I can't get my hair wet.
Me neither. Sort of.
I'll just put my feet in.
I can probably do it. But I kind of just like want to go eat on the lake or something. Mm-hmm. Come back. I don't really have any plans for dinner. By the way, we have to figure something out. And then Sunday, I don't know what we're doing Sunday. We've heard so much talk about
Easter.
Andrea's. Oh, it's Easter. About. Andrea's Saloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to eat there so bad. So bad.
We've seen pictures. He's been teasing us.
I want to see his owl.
Yep.
His owl. Oh, yeah. Isn't that Bufo?
I just want to eat and look at owls.
Goofo. I think that is so cute.
Yeah, I thought that was the name of the owl.
Oh, wait, it's not?
No. Oh. Goofo means owl in Italian.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. Goofo. Yeah, I was like, why did you name it Goofo? Great name. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of hoping we can go there before we leave. That'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe Sunday. Hopefully he's open. If not, we have to be
or tomorrow. Yeah, I don't really have anything. Hey, Andrea, if you're listening to this in 2 weeks,
we're trying to get to your restaurant.
Fly us back over, please.
Yeah, maybe he'll listen to it tonight and help us out.
Oh yeah. Hey, if you're editing this right now. and then Monday is our final dinner at Tonino's, where I'm probably gonna cry.
Yeah, just our last night in Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, in Cortona.
Cortona.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, they've been so wonderful, and I'm really gonna miss those guys.
We're pretty good friends. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So this next song is called "Wonderfully Bizarre" by Bendigo Fletcher.
How many a moon will it take to make a forever lover of a stranger? And if I were to win for you the skin of a timber snake, would you consider me your comfort and danger? You could drape it over your jewelry. You could wear me like a ring. You'd be the mercy under my cruelty, my revelation bloodshed free. Do you wanna get mad? Cherokee Cemetery, where the bluegrass creeps over top, decades of devotion warm underneath the frost. We can build a home in a bush of azalea, dress it up in true morel pants. You'll never be alone in your bad dreams. Because together we can never be lost. I got a weird relationship with everyone that I. I'm dry heaving half-minded ideas into a black abyss. Sometimes I feel so empty and low. But your eyes prescribe a meaning for everything I do. Find myself believing most of the words I say as true. Do you want to get married at the Cherokee Cemetery, where the bluegrass creeps over top, decades of devotion warm underneath the frost? We can build a home in a bush of azalea, dress it up in true morel paraphernalia. You'll never be alone in your bed. Together we can never be.
That was Wonderfully Bizarre by Bendigo Fletcher. Now,
That was a tricky one.
I like that one better than the last song.
Okay.
I agree.
You know what? I do like
that. It was a beautiful song.
See, the way the beat was with
We're not
going to
continue. We're not analyzing every single song. But, you know, that song was kind of about marriage a little bit. And Molly's like...
In cemeteries,
which we're surrounded by. But Molly did her zine on marriage, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Let's explain zine. I kind of tried in to do that when you guys were yapping, but it's fine. Sorry, that was aggressive. But a zine is pretty much just like a mini magazine. It's kind of in a booklet form. It doesn't necessarily have to be, but... You know, a physical piece of paper that has ideas written on it. Could be illustrations,
poetry.
Interviews.
Yeah.
And so we, in women's studies, we've been studying all semester. And so it was going off of what we have learned.
All semester.
All semester long. And I did mine on marriage, kind of just like the institution of marriage. Because I've had different experiences with that in my life. My parents are divorced. My grandma, and my grandpa had a 50-year-long, like, super happy marriage.
On which side?
Both, really.
Really?
Yeah, the grandparents on my mom's side just lived a little bit longer.
Okay.
And then I've been dating this boy for Chris. A little while. Shout out to Chris.
Oh, Keith. He was here.
Yeah, he came and visited me. And you know, I'm 21 years old now, and I'm starting to think about the rest of
Molly's
my life.
Engaged. Okay.
Oh my God, will you marry me? Oh my God.
In the cemetery.
Yeah. Not to get.
He's great though.
Yeah. Heavy
low key,
stuff.
Low-key would.
But
yeah, so I just kind of interviewed a lot of my family about their thoughts about marriage, and so that was cool.
So I bring it up, Oliver. I thought all of our zines were so cool.
Everybody's kind of...
Like, everyone had such cool ideas.
Everybody came out of their shell, like, and just really put...
Especially, like, in this setting, I feel like they're like, yeah. Like, they just, like, it came out of them. I don't know. Like, they
poured out.
The creativity was, like...
Explosion.
Oh, yeah.
No one had, like, the same idea. Too,
no one has the same book style. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Everybody did it in a different style. It was
I was in ribbon, and someone, like, bound theirs. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Sam had a book.
Sam had a beautiful
It was, yeah. He book. And Matthew did... She took printmaking, so her book was, like, printed, like, images that she carved, which was amazing.
Sam had some of that in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even in printmaking.
Oh, my God. He's not?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
He's just an artiste.
That's insane. I didn't know. I thought he was in that class.
Yep. Well, man, it must have been a pretty long day.
I've had the longest day today.
Yeah. So we're going to listen to this song called Long Day by Notice. Fucking long ass day. I'm trying to spark up, fool. I mean, I got 10 on it. What's up? You got a roll up? I mean, yeah, bet. Let go. All right, let's do this. Stuck thinking about it, and it's been a long day. Stuck thinking about it, and it's been a long day. Stuck thinking about it, driving on the freeway, wondering if I reach. And it's been a long day. Stuck thinking about it, and it's been a long day. Stuck thinking about it, and it's been a long day. Stuck thinking about it, driving on the freeway, wondering if I reach. Jam, it's been a long day. Time to hit a long J. Now fuck that, let's conserve and go and hit the bong frame. I'm sunning every artist like a motherfucking offspring. I pull up in the car, you gon' see the lovely top change. That's only cause Jackie let me go and whip a mom's range. Ayy, ayy, many spots when I step in the villa. Like Cruella DeVille, she look crooked as hell. That girlfriend get face. Kinda like what we do to a L. I'm real, good sex and foot cramps. Like, look, man, we just shook hands, but I'm racing to that top. So I took chances, I ain't look back, and now ain't that real, yeah. But I'm still not grown, so I pay no bills, I'm gone. Propane on me, cause the young boy got no spark. Put my heart in every song. Why you think the beat's so hard? Like, pop, 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 pop. Kendrick ad-lib till you fall. You can tell by what this song say. Entree, that strong haze, and my aunt say that I gotta make it for her. It's been a long day, I'm long day, I'm long day. Thinking about it, and it's been a long day. Stuck thinking about it, and it's been a long day. Stuck thinking about it, driving on the freeway, wondering if I reach. And it's been a long day.
food in the crib. Go and get it, don't talk to no fed, cause your homie had to eat, now we gotta do a bid. Now they got your boy thinking in my head that my life real cheap and I'm trying to get rich. Since day one, I was living on the edge, hosting to hear me beat, but don't trust no chick. This life I'm rewinding, cause memories plenty. They lock me up for petty crimes to come and walk this so shitty. I'm 100, you waste the time just for playing me 50, cause I just wanna fucking dime, but I'm just stuck with these pennies. I swear the news is the hardest to check. They talk about the weather, not the kids who starving to death. Want me to prove them right, that the cell's as far as we get. No matter where my life goes, never claim me a snitch. I said word to the man with the work in the pan, high enough to forget they problems. Man, it sucks when I land, either hungry for the money, see the thirst in the gram, cause he just trying to get a dollar, but he hurt in the fam. Sniper!
It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, driving on the freeway, wondering if I reach. Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, driving on the freeway, wondering if I
reach. Damn, it's been a long day. Don't wanna see what my mama on. She probably gone and it's Ramadan, so it's time to order that Papa John's. I'm rocked like bucking a chick with no condom on. That's probably wrong, but I had to do what she asked to do, so I slipped it in and got it all inside her. Friends yelling, you siding? Yet they wanna do siding. Wait, never mind, I don't spend the time on girls that cost more than college. No, no, this boy the new scholar. I'm just aiming for success like a Target, not no Walmart. I'm a little Indian menace. Oh, women thinking they get it, yes, we smoking on some ish. Leave you bitching about the new tenant. And oh, it's been a long day, so pause for my next line. For the next dime that I crash with, got a caution, it's wet sign. Chatter, 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 lie. Rapper, 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 die. Sleep is for the weak and the satisfied. So I'ma grind till my eyes just ask to cry. Damn, it's been a long day, baby girl. Don't ask me why I'm gone. I'm gone.
It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it. Thinking about it, Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, driving on the freeway, wondering if I reach. Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, Jen. It's been a long day, stuck thinking about it, driving on the freeway, wondering if I reach.
All right. That was a long day by Notice.
Amen. It has been a long
day.
I think I'm like kind of feeling it now. Anyways, we were talking about the zine thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did my zine in the form of a children's book called In Boca Lupo, where, you know, which will be in store soon, hopefully, if I get everything right with the publishing. It's really great. It's about this boy.
Someone Sanderis.
Who grows up and he realizes he's a wolf, but only later in life. So he has to live his whole life trying to be human when he doesn't really fit in.
So like a werewolf.
No.
Like Teen Wolf?
Nope.
Oh,
you gotta read and find out.
I'll read it. Yeah. But earlier, what I was trying to say, I was trying to add that in there before the song.
I rudely cut her off.
Yeah. We were at Two Shirts. Wait, were we at Two Shirts?
No, we were at Signorelli.
Signorelli. Of course, obviously. And I was like putting the finishing touches on my zine.
Right.
Which, again, my zine was like, I used my sketchbook paper and I hand wrote it and I like added like images.
Nah,
and
keep the mystery. Like, yeah, and then it was done.
Yeah, I like Sharpie, which was like waterproof, obviously. But I watercolored my whole front cover, which is like an image of my home in Gainesville, where I'm from. And it was a play on like the house on Mango Street, the house on David Timaru. Y'all know where I live now. But and I had done all of the coloring in watercolor pencils. And we were about to head up to class, and I put it down on the
table.
Okay,
wait. Okay, so, and if you get water on watercolor pencils, they run, right? And it kind of gets ruined?
Well, why are they called watercolors then? Educate us non-arc folk.
Well, it's like color pencils, but then, like, when you add water, it turns into paint. So that's what because I didn't have regular color pencils, mm-hmm. so I used that to do all of the illustrations in my book mm-hmm. or my zine.
And so what happened, Lena?
Hit it with some spray.
I don't know, Molly. What happened?
Well, I don't even know. Wait, shoot. I think I was trying to take a. Did I have blue hair at this point?
Yes,
I had blue hair, and
you
I was
had, like,
trying
no
to.
Reason to
I was trying
reach
to
over.
Tell. I was trying to take a selfie, and then my hand just like flew out somehow. It just had a mind of its own, and it knocked over a bottle of water, and spilled.
No.
Lena's scene.
Yeah, and I had to spend like hours.
Hours? Oh my god, I didn't know about this part of the story.
Yeah, no, well, I just like spent like the entire time we were there coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah, minutes before she had said, if I get any water on this, it'll be totally ruined.
Yeah, I was like, that would be the worst thing ever.
Somebody
at this point
better
in
not
time.
Spill any water on it, yeah. And I spilled water on it.
What kind of colors did you use in your zine?
Every color of the rainbow.
Yeah, it was kind of based on like, or I used the colors like bright colors like sorry, my heritage is like I'm Mexican, so like
what?
I try to eat.
I thought you was from Gainesville.
I'm from Gainesville, Georgia. No, but my family's Mexican, and that was like what I would talk about in my zine, like our culture and everything growing up in a southern town. And so I use all of like the colors to do those like traditional like Mexican flowers and little patterns, which was very intricate.
Oh yeah, yeah, I loved your zine. I thought it was very
thank you.
It had a children's book cover. I was a little jealous, I won't lie.
Dang, I thought it was like a professional looking cover.
Oops.
Hey, did you use the color yellow in your...
Yeah,
I did. Actually, that was like one of the main colors I used.
What?
And so the next song of the night is going to be Yellow by Aminé and Nelly.
Nelly.
I was down. Now I'm better. Stunting with my dogs like my first name Cruella. Black girls love me cause a nigga got some feta. And white girls love me like my first name Coachella. I'm a kick drum. I go pretty dumb. West side nigga 503 is where I'm from. Looking at my face, you could tell I know my place. You say amen, I say amen right after I say my grace.
I wanna flex. I wanna show off. Humble when I'm blunt, but I gotta go hard. You're damn right, I'm feeling myself. You know you'd do the same if that was yourself.
I was broke. Now I'm stunting like my daddy. Flyers under the sea, I'm getting Krabby Patties. Dukes gave me juice, so this beef feel like it's caffy. Dreadlock nigga, so my hair is pretty nappy. Boppers give me love, love. I could give a fuck. No. Young Metro said he trust her, so I gave the girl a hug. Girl, I got a bag of tricks, I don't do the politics. I rock yellow on some yellow, like what purple is the prince.
I wanna flex. I wanna show off. Humble when I'm blunt, but I gotta go hard. You're damn right, I'm feeling myself. You know you'd do the same if that was yourself. I wanna flex. Woo. I wanna show off.
That was Yellow by Aminé.
Colors.
Love colors.
Love them.
So, I guess I wanted to take the time to, like, actually like thank the people we've been like staying with, you know, mm-hmm. not staying with, but like our directors and everyone who's been helping out like every day. Like I know
the
we,
behind
we,
the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. I know we talk about them. We you know we roast them. I'm kidding. We've never said anything bad about them.
But, right.
Chris.
Schramer.
Schramer.
Mm-hmm. Schramer.
She's the associate director of the program.
Associate director Chris Schramer.
And she's just like kind of the everyday person that we go to for any of anything that we need.
She is the house mother.
Shout out to you, Chris.
And like she does so much that we don't know probably. Uh-huh.
Yep.
She puts with coordination. So she like sleeps 3 hours a night. She works really, really hard.
She's always, mm-hmm. I'd be messaging her on like Facebook at like 2 a.m. and she's up.
2:02. Yeah. Like, what's up?
She's like, yeah, got it. And
sorry, I took 2 minutes.
And like everyone like knows her in town and they love her and they're like, it was so cute. I saw someone like just give her something the other day in town.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
the egg.
That was, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah.
So she's just been a great person.
It's such an interesting life story.
I know.
Yeah, she's really inspiring. The visiting artist intern.
Visiting artist intern.
Mr. Brian Parnham.
Yeah. I've never heard it said that, like, enunciated before. Parnham.
Parnham.
Brian Parnham.
Sorry, Brian.
Brian with a Y.
So he's oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's an important distinction.
He lives
oh, we
with
just
us.
Said his last name. People were like,
well,
look
dude, we've
up.
Been seeing everything.
Well, he sells jewelry, so he probably like.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
shout
yeah.
out.
Oh, right.
You know what?
Yeah,
we
shout out
shout
to
Did you
Brian.
Ever talk to him the other day about it? Because I still want to about jewelry.
Oh, no, I didn't talk to him
okay,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Anyways, he makes time. Amazing jewelry. Brian Parnham.
Parnham.
You should look him up and buy his jewelry. Yep. And he's just been like a big brother.
Yeah.
He's been watching out for us and, you know,
he
waiting on us hand and foot.
And whenever we need toilet paper or
printing paper.
Printing paper, soap for the dishwashing.
Or when
thing.
Someone cuts their hand open or gets stung by a bee.
Well, and then
he's
he
there.
Makes, he like fixes things for us. He's
oh,
just,
yeah, he's a handyman.
Anyway, so we're, oh, yes, okay. He does great things.
Yep.
And then there's like the director, Chris Robinson.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't here for long, but he's such a compassionate person and. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed every second that
he goes
was here.
To meetings and fights for us, I think.
Fights for our rights.
I think he writes a lot of grants.
Probably.
And does a lot of paperwork.
Makes
probably.
It possible.
I want to give a shout out to Jennifer, too, because she, you
Jennifer
know.
Jennifer Griffiths.
I'm like this close to changing my major to art history.
Yeah.
She's been that inspiring.
Very compelling lecturer and just such a knowledgeable person.
Like an inspirational like woman like that I look up to. She's amazing.
She makes you want to do great things.
Yeah, right. I don't even history is my worst subject and my least favorite subject.
Yeah.
And she just made this class so enjoyable and like
it
I
made
wanted
me
to
learn.
I made me want to work hard just
I'm
for her.
Really on the line about changing my life. The red line, you know. In fact.
She would love that. Oh wait, well let's not forget the last person, Zoe Wilson.
Oh yeah, of course.
And she was on this program before and she also does a lot to help us out. Yep. And she makes a great bowl of popcorn.
And she lives in town and her popcorn is amazing.
Yep. All right, guys, this last song, well, second to last song, is going to be The Red Line by Jordy Kiefer.
Shout out to Andy.
I come from a long, long line of denim jean. Cut beside all types of fiends. I rob the DEA in overdose. Spend the cash on guns and coke. I am the warmonger, more crazy strong. Dropping drones inside Iran. I'm the big bad supercharged sex machine. All American extra lean. If you lose your cool, maybe I'll lose mine. You draw the red line. I love crossing red lines.
was Red Line by Jordy Kiefer. I really enjoyed that song.
So real quick, just wanted to
More shout outs.
Just a little, we'll make it fast.
Yeah.
To all the other professors, Ansley West Rivers,
Kelsey Miller.
Her brother Marley was here. Her friend Lauren. Allegheny Meadows.
Jill Meadows.
Oh, Clara and Aiden Meadows.
Emma Lou and Aster and everyone.
And Rowan.
Oh, baby Rowan.
Gina Abelcock.
I love her.
Yep. Best for last.
We've just been surrounded by so many amazing people. The people of Cortona.
Yep.
This has been one of the greatest experiences of my life, and I'm so happy I got to share it with such wonderful people. And I think Molly's getting a little emotional in the studio
now. The angels taught me so much Italian.
Oh, the angels, Abba and Antonella. They were like stepmothers to us. They took us into their home. Yeah. They took us into our home. They cleaned up after us and they treated us as their own. Molly, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I think it's starting to hit me.
Oh my god, guys.
That was like a voice waver. It's finally starting to hit me, and I just I'm gonna treasure these memories for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cortona.
100%, yeah.
And thank you for the opportunity to have this radio show. And
Shout out
to Andrea.
Danny Irons. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a minute, but... Yeah, it's been amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to close the show tonight, our final show.
With the song that I think we played on our first playlist, too, but this is a cover.
It's called Take Me Home, Country Roads by Brandi Carlile and Emmylou Harris. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Arrivederci.
Ci vediamo.
Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Country roads, take me home. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road.